Hi, this is Courtney Fink and Javier Gutierrez, and we're here on Neighborhood Public Radio at Triple Bass. It's part of Frank Prattled here on Sunday, November 19th. I am here today with Javier Gutierrez. I'm going to be talking to him about his work. Before we get started, I'll just introduce myself. I'm the director of Southern Exposure. It's a local nonprofit on 25th and Mission. And Javier has been involved with Southern Exposure for the last few years as a young artist. And he, I think he's a really interesting person. He strikes me as one of the more interesting, active, next generation of artists in the Mission District, and really interested in talking to him today. So Javier, why don't you say hello?
Hello.
Why don't you tell everyone a little bit about yourself? How old are you?
I'm 18, and I live in the Mission District, 25th and Salvinist. I've been here for 18 years.
Javier, where did you go to high school?
I went to high school at Mission.
Mission High. That's great. So Javier is a real Mission District artist. I met Javier because he was involved in some of Southern Exposure's arts programs at the Boys and Girls Club, and he is on the Leadership Arts Program at Southern Exposure as a working artist, and they meet once a week, and they're working on some public art projects around the city right now. But what I wanted to talk to Javier about today, just a little bit about what it's like to be an emerging young artist in the Bay Area, in the Mission District. And Javier just started the San Francisco Art Institute this fall. Tell us a little bit about what it's like to be a freshman at the San Francisco Art Institute.
Well, being a freshman at San Francisco Art Institute feels really good. I love it there. This is very fun. My first semester is going really good. And living in Mission and being an emerging artist is very, like, I feel very good because this is my neighborhood and I've been here for 18 years. And it's just very wonderful for me and for my family and my neighborhood.
Great. So tell us, how old were you when you first became interested in art?
I was about 13 years old.
And was it through a class? Was it in school? Was it something you were doing out of school?
It was through a class in my middle school, Horseman Middle School. And this was through Jamestown, mm-hmm. the organization. And my classes are about drawing and painting. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that we were doing was just sketching out. And then we started doing plans for a mural, then a Papalote restaurant, and it's in the back of the restaurant, and it's with the world, and it has like a Mexican eagle there, and it's very beautiful there.
I see it. I walk by it almost every day on my way to work. I had no idea that you were one of the artists. So that moment kind of galvanized the idea of how exciting art could be for you. That was kind of a turning point.
Yeah, that was a very big turning point, and I wasn't really expecting to be an artist. It was just something that hit me at the end of my high school year, and it's very...
So after you did the mural, when you were, starting high school and starting to get more into art, what type of classes were you involved in? What type of work were you doing? I mean, what types of mediums were you working with, and where were you working?
In high school?
Mm-hmm.
In high school, I was working with computer art, Adobe Photoshop, Flash, making little animations, painting, drawings, and photography. When I was in high school, I took a beginner's photography class at Horizons,
mm-hmm.
and I think that really affected me because at the time, I had a family loss. My grandmother died, and that really affected me mm-hmm. with an emotional way, but it was really good because I learned something new at the time, and I lost somebody really close to me, but I didn't really get to know them at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are listening, Javier is a true Renaissance man. He works in every medium. Performance, video, film, photography, drawing, painting. He's full of ideas. And what medium of all these mediums that you work in do you feel most close to, that you feel is the best way to express yourself?
The closest medium to me is probably photography and film. That's probably one of my majors in college, mm-hmm. at the San Francisco Art Institute. And that's what I really want to work in. But I'm very, I like to explore other mediums and art styles, artistic styles, and
Javier brought some of his work with him today. For those of you listening, you can't see it, but Javier brought some stuff to show us. So, in particular, what are you working on right now? And I think you're making some films right now.
Yeah, I'm making a film, and I'm very interested in war, like what goes on out in the fields. And last night, actually, I went to a paintball arena, and I was filming one of my projects.
Uh-huh. You were filming at a paintball?
Yeah,
contest?
A paintball arena.
Were you playing or just filming?
I was playing at the same time and filming.
Oh, my
God. And it's pretty fun, yeah. I got, like, a little bruise on
my God. Javier has a nice bruise on his arm.
Yeah. I mean, I loved doing it. It was fun. I think it was one of the best war experiences that I've ever had at a paintball arena. And being up close in combat, it's pretty fun.
Yeah. So what was it about this kind of paintball experience that you wanted to capture? Why were you filming it?
I was filming it because I thought there was a relation with paintball and the real world out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that, you know, paintball is a simile because, you know, that they use live weapons and it's paint, but the weapons out in the war is like real bullets, and they actually get shot. And if you get shot, you're basically dead or, yeah. you know, wounded. Down here in paintball, it's sort of like you get shot and you get wounded.
You get a bruise, right.
And the paint just rubs off, you know. You could get back on the field. And that's what I was really interested in, you know. Like, I was wearing a mask at the time, and I got, like, shot in the face. And it was a pretty weird experience.
So what do you think you're going to do with the footage?
With the footage?
Yeah.
I'm gonna make a video, and it's gonna be about war games. So that's the title of the video.
War games.
Yeah, war games.
Are there any other type of war games that interest you? That you're gonna document.
Not really at the time.
Right. And what type of film are you using?
I'm using a Super 8 and 16mm film.
That's great. So kind of an older technique to capture something.
It's black and white film.
That's great. Are you gonna develop it yourself?
Yes.
Of course. That's
today.
Great. What other projects are you working on right now?
That one's about it. And I also have a drawing class that I have to prepare for, say, on Tuesday. So.
And what are you going to draw?
I'm not really sure yet.
You're not sure? Do you have any ideas? Sure. Why don't you share some of your ideas?
One of my ideas is, like, self-portraits.
Uh-huh.
That's about it. Like, family portraits.
Family portraits?
Yeah.
I know that you and I have spoken a few times about what it means to be an artist working in the Mission District, and this neighborhood as a really kind of fertile ground for artists working in a cultural zone in San Francisco. And tell me what you think about this neighborhood. I've heard you mention before that you think it's one of the more creative parts of the city.
Yeah, this neighborhood is very creative, and it's one of the parts of the city that is very, like, diverse, and it really makes the city look good because it's very diverse and there's a lot of culture and very big communities down here.
Yeah.
And everywhere you walk in the Mission, there's probably like a beautiful art piece or, you know, maybe people working on something. And, you know.
So, I mean, it's exciting to be a part of something like that. And you definitely are. I mean, you are the next generation of Mission artists. Who has inspired you in the Mission? What artists have you been looking at that you feel have affected your work or impacted the way you think about art?
I don't currently have an inspiration in the Mission,
mm-hmm.
or an artist in the Mission. I'm a big fan of myself. Like, I really want to grow up, like, being an artist in the Mission,
uh-huh.
and show what I've been doing in the And, you know, this is one of my big parts. And I've done a mural down at Papalote restaurant. And that's like, every time I walk there, you know, I just, you know, wow, man, I've done so much just to do that, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah.
Well, pretty soon, Javier's been working on a project at Southern Exposure, where we're creating a public poster campaign that's going to be in all of the bathroom kiosk shelters all around the city. So that, I think, that, why don't you tell us a little bit about that project and what you've been doing?
That project is going to be basically about gentrification, and it's going to be gentrification because there are a lot of problems in Hunters Point, the Mission, and everywhere else in the city. A lot of people are losing their houses because of that problem,
mm-hmm.
and it affects them a lot because they've been there for a long time and they're losing their houses.
So what do you? So you guys are trying to take that idea and send out a message.
Yes.
And what does the poster look like?
The poster looks like there's one poster that has like people sitting in the cafe around the corner of 24th Mission,
mm-hmm.
and that's, you know, it's that cafe has been there for a long time, and a lot of old adults been there for a long time, and sometimes like there are other people like taking over their cafe, not really their cafe, but they're leaving, you know, that, so it's basically that's something weird, you know, that happens. The Valencia Street is changing a lot of like cafes. I'm not, mm-hmm. you know, it's a lot of cafes.
Yeah. So you've
family
seen
family cultural
right.
Neighborhood. It's not really a big cultural neighborhood. It's just a very diverse
yeah.
part of the city.
So in your life, you've seen, you know, in the time you've been,
a lot of changes.
You've seen a lot of changes in this neighborhood,
yeah.
and you want to say something about it.
And Phil's Cafe down the block. I mean, it used to be a liquor store.
Yeah.
And today, I just walked by, I'm like, wow, it's a cafe now.
Yeah.
You know?
It's great that it's a cafe.
Yeah.
You know, it's a nice place to go hang out. How do you feel about having so many hundreds of thousands of people see this poster and kind of see your work?
I want to express my idea, or our idea, in the advisory board of Southern Exposure. And I want people to see what's going on in the city and try to make a change, or try to help the neighborhoods change with having their houses back or not getting their houses taken by other people in the city.
Yeah, it's a huge problem. I mean, especially for working artists who might not have the funds. You know, it's so expensive to live here that I think it's an interesting point that you're making. Javier and I have also talked for a while about another idea that he has, to maybe publish a magazine or a book sort of documenting artists working in the Mission. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, our idea was trying to have a magazine with other youth, students around the Mission that are very interested in art, like let's say high school students, middle school students that are currently working in art, like Boys and Girls Club students, or any part of the neighborhoods in the city that are very interested in art. We're actually seeking for young students to help us grow with this magazine or mm-hmm. publishment that we want to create.
And that's a project you're going to do at Southern Exposure?
Yes.
I'm very excited about that. I can't wait to see what you guys come up with. Do you feel like there's a real community of younger high school age artists who are really active in this neighborhood? And if so, who are they? I mean, who do you know who's making interesting work, who's, you know, your peer? Who are your peers?
My peers, I'm not going to mention their names,
okay.
but
okay.
I have a lot of friends in high school that I had, you know, they're very interested in art. And I haven't seen them ever since I got into college, but hopefully I reunite with them sometime, and
yeah.
you know, we probably make a book together or get them with Southern Exposure and help us complete the book.
Yeah. What do you think, you know, being a high school artist and now going to college, what's the big difference? I mean, in your mind, what's the biggest change in your life since you started college?
I have to be very, let's say, focused in my work. I have to be very devoted to my work. You know, I have to work really hard to do that. You know, and hopefully I get out there in the streets and show my work.
How do you feel about people looking at what you make? Does it make you self-conscious, or are you excited to show what you're doing?
I actually feel excited to show what I'm doing, and I think it really, the stuff that I really want to work in, I think it would really affect the neighborhood that I live in.
Yeah. So, you want to show your films maybe in the neighborhood, and you want people to see what you're working on?
Yeah.
That's great. Do you have any plans for that? I mean, are you actively pursuing galleries to get shows, or?
Not right now. I'm just really focused on my work right now, and then after that, I'll follow up on galleries.
Right. I mean, you have plenty of time,
right.
I think, and you're already pretty active showing your work around this neighborhood anyway. Right?
Yeah.
So why don't you talk a little bit? He brought his computer today with some of his work on it, and I know you wanted to talk a little bit more about some of the other projects you're working on or projects you have plans to work on. Do you have any other sort of war-related projects you're pursuing? Or
at this time, it wasn't really war. It was just about how... I had a godfather that had a shoe shop in the neighborhood, and he passed away. So now it changed a lot. It's very different. Not many people walk by and say, you know, hi, or it's very invisible. Back then, it wasn't really invisible. It was very diverse. A lot of his friends were hanging out and family that was hanging out.
Where was the shoe shop?
It's on 22nd and Mission.
Uh-huh.
It's right in between 22nd Mission and Cap.
Okay.
So it's in the middle.
Right. Oh, I know where that is. And so since it closed, you feel like there's a little void there.
It's open. It's just... It's not like the old-fashioned shoe shop anymore. It's not no friends hanging out there. There's no family. It's just very invisible and quiet and very... it's not what it was.
So you're thinking of doing a project there?
I've already done a project.
Oh,
it's part of my portfolio.
Okay. Tell us about your project.
Well, this project, I was taking photos of a shoe shop and archiving some of the stuff that was there. And I have this photo that says, like, it has like a little sculpture there of a monkey, and it says, "Men's shoes for sale." And it has like a whole bunch of old stuff, like boots and, you know, ripped up boots, little cable car train that's made out of wood or stuff like that. And I also have a photo, if I could find it, I have a photo of a boxer that's, I don't know if it's part of the family.
Uh-huh.
I took a photo of it, and it was part of a collage that my godfather had on the wall. I could find it, hold on.
Javier is showing us some really beautiful photographs right now, really great black and white photos of everyone in gallery, come on over here.
And
he's showing us these great black and white photos of what the store looked like before it changed hands.
Yeah, this was the photos back then. Sorry, these were the photos back then. And this is a photo that says Cerrado Enclosed. It means Cerrado because a lot of Latinos walk by and get their boots fixed. And the boots were made out of leather.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of the boots were made out of leather. And it's very painful when I walk by and it's not.
Yeah, he's not
what it was anymore.
It's kind of like you're archiving a history,
a moment in history
in the neighborhood. Do you have any other parts of the neighborhood that you're interested in exploring that you feel some sort of connection to?
Maybe the Mission, like straight, like down Mission Street.
Down Mission Street.
Going up to Valencia, or maybe down by Market. That's, you know, changing a lot.
Yeah, so maybe archiving and documenting the changing Mission District.
Uh-huh.
These photos are really great that he's showing us. Pictures of boots and people hanging out in the store, and all of the great old photos and pictures and calendars on the wall. It looks kind of like those were taken much longer than one year. When did you take these photos?
I took these photos about a year ago. And I use them for my portfolio and getting into the Art Institute.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
Great. Thanks, gallery visitors, for coming to look at this slideshow. This is great. It's too bad all of you people listening can't see these great shots. We'll have to get Javier a website so you guys can all visit and see his work. What other projects did you do that you used in your portfolio? I know that you worked on this pretty amazing project at the 16th Street BART station that I saw.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about that?
The 16th Street BART station was with the Boys and Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing a site map of the mission, and it deals with smells, emotions, and like other, let's say, like foods and stuff. And
what artists were you working with? I know there's a couple great local artists that were your teachers.
I was working with John and Sarah.
John Barnett and Sarah Wagner, who are really, you know, active, great artists. And what did you guys do? What did you make?
We did a site map, and it was between 16th and 16th Street and Mission and Guerrero.
Uh-huh.
And Guerrero Street is where the Boys and Girls Club, the Columbia Park Boys and Girls Club, is located. And that's where we collaborated with them. Some Exposure and Boys and Girls Club collaborated.
And I was there to witness the unveiling of the maps they did, which were located at the BART Plaza for about a month, which is a great place to have a lot of people see your work. So it seems like your work's really getting out there. And the day we had the grand opening, you did a performance.
Yeah, I did a very nice performance.
Why don't you talk about that?
Some of the students were dressed up in rats because we thought rats and pigeons were part of the 16th Street. You know, it's where pigeons and I think rats hang around, you know, the majority of the time. And 16th Street Mission is very, like, I'm not, well, it's very diverse in the same time, but it's very, there are a lot of homeless people living there. And it seems very dirty. But nowadays, I think it changed a lot because they built a new BART station there.
I saw
it. Like new steps and...
So you feel like, you know, rebuilding that station is bringing some new life to that corner.
Yeah.
I know, they have some things going on there, don't they? They have kind of every Friday, they have people with tables giving out information, and they have jump roping and... some sort of art projects going on there, so it feels like, but I feel like your idea and the other, you know, artists you're working with to recreate a pigeon and rat performance, and I was there, it was pretty spectacular. They made these beautiful costumes and kind of occupied the BART Plaza as oversized pigeons and rats and kind of ran around for a few hours, and passerbys were pretty curious, I think, what was going on there, and were you embarrassed to do that in a public space, or did it feel liberating? Were you?
I felt very liberated.
You did?
It was very fun.
Yeah.
I'm not really shy of doing like a public performance like that. I've done a lot of public performances.
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell us what else you've done? What other performances have you done?
I've done a performance in middle school, like a whole bunch of performances. I've done a few performances in high school.
Why don't you pick one that you've done that you feel might be interesting to talk about?
Well, the best one that I've done was a performance in middle school.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was dressed up as a Captain Crunch man.
Yeah.
And I had other friends that were dressed up as, like, cereal characters, like Tony the Tiger, the Lucky Charms guy.
Uh-huh. And what did you guys do?
Well, we were just messing around with the audience at the school, and we jumped off the stage, and we just messed around with a whole bunch of people in the audience. It's very fun, and we cracked jokes on each other. It was very fun.
Do you have any other ideas for future performances you want to do?
Yes, I do have a lot of ideas. My next idea is dressing up as a bear and getting hunted in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to be pretty fun.
So when you do these types of performances, do you have someone following you around with a video camera or another camera?
I'm glad I have younger brothers helping me out with my stuff.
So you have two artist assistants.
Yes.
who are there to help you make your work.
What happens if
you
catch the bear?
Yeah, what happens if someone catches the bear?
If they catch the bear will get tied, hog-tied, and get carried by a giant pole, like upside down.
Wow, well, you got to make sure you tell us when that happens, because I'd love to come see it. How do your parents feel about all this art making and creative projects that you're working on?
My parents have been very supportive. They've always been there for me and my family, and with some exposure, they've always helped around.
That's great. I think a lot of artists can't say that necessarily about their families, you know. I think maybe, Javier, I mean, you seem so confident and invested in your work, you know, having a supportive family, I'm sure, helps you feel really good about pursuing your career as an artist.
Yeah, maybe one day in my installations or in my Pub Mega X, I'm probably going to have a barbecue outside with, like, a whole bunch of food, and just say, like, a potluck outside.
Uh-huh. And your parents will be a part of it?
Parents, maybe. My parents' friends, helping out, cooking. Great.
You'll have to make sure to tell me about that. I'd love to come meet them. Do you have any final words you want to say, or any other things you want to say on the air?
I just want to say thank you to Courtney for interviewing me, and Sun Exposure for helping, and having me part of the assistance and the advisory board. And I wanted to say thank you to all my family and all the people that are here listening in the public radio station. Thank you.
Well, I hope all of you will watch Javier as he continues to make work, and look out for the new magazine that he's going to be co-publishing next year, documenting younger artists working in the Mission District, writing and pictures. And I'm excited to kind of get a little dose of what your perspective on what you think is happening in this neighborhood with young artists. Thank you so much, Javier. This is Neighborhood Public Radio.